Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on polling for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist.
Polling was held today for all the 70 assembly constituencies of Delhi. While the Aam Aadmi Party is eyeing a third straight term, banking on its governance record and welfare schemes, the BJP and Congress are looking for a resurgence. Voting was held at 13,766 booths to decide the fate of 699 candidates, and there were 1.56 crore eligible voters to cast their votes. Before we proceed further, let us first discuss as to what were the key poll issues before the Delhi voters this time. And if I may say, AAP was formed following a series of agitation on anti-corruption bill Lokpal. But if you see, off late it has been mired in corruption issues. Was it any issue, or what all were the some of the other issues on which polling was conducted today?
See, as you very rightly said, polling was held today for all these 70 assembly constituencies for the Delhi Assembly. Although Delhi Assembly is there, and then we also have a chief minister and minister, but the fact remains that Delhi continues to be a union territory. And it's very important to understand what exactly is the difference between a union territory and a state assembly or state. Delhi being the seat of power of the central government, obviously then there is a huge security risk from the point of view of visit of foreign dignitaries, and the Republic Day parade is held in Delhi, the 15th August Independence Day event is held in Delhi, and since seat of power. So therefore, I think it was very right decision on the part of the power that be after independence that Delhi was not given full statehood like other states we have in India. And union territory means that it is effectively governed by the central government. Now, there is a division of power between the central government, which is, represented by the lieutenant governor of Delhi, and the elected assembly or the elected government of the Delhi, as we call it. So, before we proceed further about the exact issues which are there in this election, it's very important to understand, the law and order in Delhi is controlled by the lieutenant governor of Delhi. Unlike other states where we have governor, in a union territory, we have lieutenant governor. And he is in charge of the law and order, and Delhi has a police commissioner system, unlike the DGP police in states, etc. So therefore, the law and order remains the responsibility of the central government, for obvious reasons which I have explained earlier. Now, the state assembly and the state government, they are in charge of the local health system, the local education system, the local land issues and hospitals, etc., and cleanliness, civic bodies, although there is a municipal corporation of Delhi also. So, in view of this multiplicity of authority in Delhi, there is always a confusion. Like there is a cantonment board which governs the Delhi Cant. Then there is NDMC, which is basically civic body for the Lutyen Delhi. And then there is Municipal Corporation of Delhi. And then on top of it, we have the state government of Delhi for which the elections were held today. Now, having said all that, I think the major issues in Delhi have been, for a very long time, Yamuna. River Yamuna passes through Delhi, and unfortunately, it has been an issue for the people of Delhi who drink the Yamuna water which is treated. But the fact remains, Yamuna has never been cleaned the way people of Delhi deserve. And therefore, perpetually, Yamuna has always been an issue. This time also, Yamuna River water is a major issue, because the way there's a Mahakumbh going on in Prayagraj where Yamuna and Ganga meet, and people by and large believe that Ganga is cleaner than Yamuna. So this issue is very much in the mind of the people. And since the head of the Aam Aadmi Party, Mr. Arvind Kejriwal, in the last election had promised, in fact the previous election also, he had promised that by the next election he would clean Yamuna to the extent that he himself will try to have a dip in Yamuna. But he recently, during the election campaign, admitted that he has not been able to clean Yamuna, but he will try to do it if returned to power again. So among the issues, I think water, Yamuna, this has been a major issue. Then Delhi government also controls all the local schools and some of the local colleges also. So education also has been a very important issue. Similarly, health services of the Delhi, many of the Delhi hospitals are under the central government, like AIIMS. But most of the middle-level hospitals are run by the Delhi government. So health is also an issue. So health, education, drinking water, cleanliness. Because Delhi also, you know, we see a lot of the garbage dumps and all that. Roads, local roads are also under Delhi government. So these issues were very paramount in this election also. And therefore the campaigning has been moving around these issues.
You very rightly mentioned all the important issues which were before the Delhi voters. And as you clearly mentioned about law and order things, which Aam Aadmi Party for long has been asking for its control from the center.
See, why law and order has not been given to the local government? As I said earlier, the reason being it's the seat of power. And all the foreign dignitaries, when they visit Delhi, it's the responsibility of the national government to ensure that their security is taken care of. Because what happened was, Mr. Kejriwal himself once sat on a dharna near Rajpath when some foreign dignitaries were visiting India. So therefore, the central government can't take a chance because there may be a government, a Delhi government or any other organization. So therefore, to ensure that the seat of power remains foolproof from the point of security, like during Republic Day parade, sometime President Obama was the chief guest of Republic Day parade. And at that time, if the local government refuses to cooperate in terms of law and order and security, then there may be crisis. So therefore, I think very logically, the law and order has been kept within the powers of the central government. Of course, law and order also means the law and order in Delhi streets and Delhi localities. But to blame the center that they have not given us the law and order, therefore there is crime rate more in Delhi, I think that's not logical.
Right, sir. And you talked about campaigning. There has been a very high octane campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls, and political parties came up with a lot of freebies for the voters. How do you see the issue of freebies, on which Election Commission has also made comment that one has to weigh in properly before offering it to the voters or to the people?
I think it's very unfortunate that in a parliamentary democracy system, you have to rely on freebies, and that too on the eve of the election. Whether you fulfill those promises or not, while you are in the power, nobody bothers. But I think the Election Commission is right in observing that all political parties should evolve a consensus, not allowing the freebies to be announced. In fact, if I may say so, I think it's right time that the Supreme Court intervenes into it, because this is becoming a fashion in state assembly election, in all the elections, that announcing and making promises of freebies, and people, they are not really sure whether what is being promised will be delivered. We got the instances where some of the political parties were getting forms filled from the electorate that when we come to power, we will give you that. And if they don't come to power, people still feel that they deserve to get those freebies. So I think freebies idea is not at all good from the point of view of parliamentary democracy, because otherwise people try to judge the government from their performance on the issues which we discussed: drinking water, health care, education, roads, sanitation, cleanliness. These are the issues. And if you don't do anything, and at the end of the day, near the poll, you announce freebies and you try to manipulate people, it's not good for Indian democracy.
There has been tremendous response from voters since early morning around 7 when voting began. People came out of their home to vote. Before we proceed further, now let's listen to a report from Akashwani correspondent Suparna Sekia on how the polling was held in the national capital.
All 70 assembly constituencies of Delhi went to polls today in a peaceful and festive atmosphere. Polling started at 7 a.m. and continued till 6 p.m. The provisional voter turnout as updated till 5 p.m. is 57.7% at the polling stations. With this, the fate of political stalwarts like Arvind Kejriwal, Atishi, Manish Sisodia, Parvesh Verma, Vijayinder Gupta, Arvinder Singh Lovely, Ramesh Bidhuri, Devendra Yadav, Sandeep Dixit, Alka Lamba and Anil Chaudhary have been sealed in the EVMs. A total of 13,766 polling stations were set up. All the polling stations were under live webcasting surveillance for strict watch on the poll proceedings. Assured minimum facilities, including ramps, sufficient lighting, Wheelchairs, toilets and volunteers for elderly and PWD voters were provided at all polling stations. All necessary facilities were put in place with special consideration for both slums, JJ clusters as well as urban centres. A zero-tolerance approach was adopted towards the use of money power in the elections. Enforcement agencies have made seizures worth around 236 crore rupees since the announcement of the Delhi elections on 7th January. 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes on the 8th of this month. To form a government in the national capital, a party needs to win 36 of the 70 assembly seats.
An interesting contest was in the high-profile New Delhi Assembly constituency where AAP Supremo Arvind Kejriwal is contesting election against BJP's Parvesh Verma and Congress Sandeep Dixit. How do you see the contest here?
So it's very interesting that there is going to be a triangular contest in Delhi. As we all know, when it used to be a bipolar politics in Delhi, Congress and the BJP. And sometime if the BJP is in power in the MCD, the Congress would be in power in the Delhi government. The bipolar system or the two-party system was working well, and there was hardly any third party, even the other national parties which are there in other states. But suddenly what happened was that there was an Anna movement in Delhi, which was for Lokpal, that let there be a Lokpal in India, in the Indian system, and it was an anti-corruption move led by Anna Hazare, who sat on hunger strike also. And Mr. Kejriwal joined that agitation along with many others. And it was decided by Anna Hazare and including Mr. Kejriwal that we will not enter into electoral politics. But when the election came, he formed a party and entered into the election arena, and then it became a three-party system. As a result of it, the Congress was literally wiped out of Delhi, and Mr. Kejriwal's party won a massive mandate. Now, for the first time since 2020 election, Congress is trying to regain its lost ground. So they are seriously contesting, and it has actually been made a very serious triangular contest this time. And as you said, some of the very high-profile key constituencies like New Delhi, which Sheila Dixit used to represent when she was the chief minister, and later on Mr. Kejriwal was representing when he was the chief minister. Now he is being challenged by Sheila Dixit's son, Mr. Sandeep Dixit, as a Congress candidate. And BJP has fielded son of a former Delhi chief minister, Mr. Sahib Singh Verma. He is also in the fray, and therefore Parvesh Verma. So it has become a very serious triangular contest in New Delhi, which is the seat of power, where we have seen the Rashtrapati voting for this election. Even Congress leader Mr. Rahul Gandhi has voted, and most of the ministers whose vote is in Delhi, they vote in this very particular constituency, and I think at 50% of the electorate is the central government employees. So therefore it's become a very key constituency. Similarly, there is a very keen contest in Kalkaji constituency, where Atishi, the present incumbent chief minister, is contesting. So she is also being challenged by a very senior Congress leader, Alka Lamba, and also a former BJP MP, Mr. Ramesh Viduri. It has made a triangular contest there also. So I can count so many other constituencies where Congress is fighting very seriously, and therefore it has made the election all the more interesting that who will win ultimately when the votes are counted on 8th of February. I think it's going to be witnessed a very interesting fight, just because this time it has become a very serious triangular fight.
Right. Very briefly, how do you see the Congress Party's decision to contest alone rather than forging an alliance with Aam Aadmi Party? Will it benefit them?
No, it's a very interesting question. But before that, I would say, what happened to the India Alliance which they formed? India Alliance was formed on the eve of the Lok Sabha poll, and seat adjustment was made. And as a result of the seat adjustment under the India Alliance, Congress and Aam Aadmi Party, they worked out a formula in which the Aam Aadmi Party contested 4 seats and Congress contested 3 seats. And unfortunately, there could not be a transfer of vote between the two parties. And as a result, Congress performed very badly, and therefore they learned a lesson. I think now they want to regain their lost ground as a Congress party, and therefore they are contesting it separately. And I think it's a very wise move also, in the sense that if a national party like Congress, they will go on compromising with regional parties or smaller parties, and in the process losing their own ground. And that, I think, it has proved to be very rather fatal for the Congress party. Right. Now, if they are now regaining ground, and in the last election their poll percentage was just 4%. Now, if they improve and make it to 10-12%, I think that will be much better for them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on polling for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist.
Spotlight.